The Democratic Party came into power on the fourth day of March, 1913. Its achievements in the way of domestic reform constitute a miracle of legislative progress. Provision was made for an income tax, thereby relieving our law of the reproach of being unjustly burdensome to the poor. The extravagances and inequities of the tariff system were removed, and a nonpartisan tariff commission was established. Pan-Americanism was encouraged. The great reaches of Alaska were opened up to commerce and development. Dollar diplomacy was destroyed. A corrupt lobby was driven from the national capital. A Workmen's Compensation Act was adopted. The Federal Trade Commission was created. Child labor legislation was enacted. The Smith-Lever Bill for the Improvement of Farm Conditions was passed. The Parcel Post and the Rural Free Delivery were developed. A Corrupt Practice Act was adopted. A Good Roads Bill and a Rural Credit Act were passed, and the Federal Reserve System was established. This last law not only reformed an archaic currency system, but placed our financial affairs upon such a sound basis that we successfully met the vast expenditures made necessary by war, and without strain or panic were able to supply the needs of our allies. When war came, we provided the necessary legislation. A War Finance Corporation was created. The Office of Alien Property Custodian was established. War risk insurance was provided, while the shipbuilding laws reestablished America's supremacy upon the seas. Vocational education was provided. Industry was successfully mobilized, and the Navy was expanded until it became the second in size in all the world and the first in efficiency. An army of 3 million men was organized, and more than 2 million soldiers, fully equipped, well-officered, and indomitable in spirit, were safely transported across 3,000 miles of sea, where it turned the tide of battle, won imperishable glory, and triumphed in the greatest war that the world has ever known. Petty criticism of minor defects and individual officials may for a time attract a superficial attention, but the significant things, the great outstanding facts of the last 6 years, plead eloquently for the Democratic cause. Not only were these results accomplished under Democratic authority, but the very terms upon which hostilities came to an end were formulated by a Democratic president. Our leader has become the world's leader. In very truth, the hopes of mankind look to the American president. It is his purpose to secure a just and enduring peace. The best thought of the world is in accord with that purpose. The ghastly tragedy which has overwhelmed the souls of men, the unspeakable horror which for 4 long years has desecrated the face of God's fair field, must be banished forever. All who love America and peace and liberty will take a solemn pride in supporting the president in his effort to secure a treaty of peace based upon a stabilizing league so that war may not recur and the standards of justice may be applied to all nations alike.